The Sof and Parsha of Shlach have an interesting parsha, not quite the Sof. V'chisishgu v'loisasu es kol ha-mitzvus ha-ele ha-shadibe ha-shem el Moshe. If v'shoigeg, you'll make a shoigeg and you won't do all the mitzvahs which Hashem told Moshe, es kol ha-shetzivu ha-shem aleichem b'yat Moshe, a person, or the Be'etzim, Meduba on the Sanhedrin, a Meshoigeg, and they won't do all the mitzvahs. But it can't be all the mitzvahs, because the Pasuk says, Vayter, v'hoi im me'ene ho'edo ne'esasa lishgoga. If it's an a shoigeg from the Sanhedrin, of it says ne'esasa is loshen yochid. There's the one thing it was done. So Rashi, what are we talking about? V'chisishgu b'avodah zarah kosem medabe. The pasuk talking about avodah zarah, that the Sanhedrin were moire b'shoigeg to be matter avodah zarah, a certain level of avodah zarah, a certain type of avodah zarah. Then the hemshech is they have to bring carbon miyuchad, a par and a sir izim. How do we know? Says Rashi, avodah zarah kosem medabe. Oy eino elo ba'achas mikol ha-mitzvus. Maybe it's one of the other mitzvus. Talmud loyme es kol ha-mitzvus ha'ele. Mitzvah achas shehi kechol ha-mitzvus. The meduba here is one mitzvah. You see, it's a mitzvah achas. Necessary, but it is as though a mitzvah teshove v'loisasu is kol ha-mitzvus ha'ele. A mitzvah achas shehi kechol ha-mitzvus. And what is that? That's avodah zarah. The Ramban says, "Hamoida beloha zulosoi." Person who's moide to another koyach other than Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Kvahu bittel etzloi kol ma shetziva Hashem anichbot. Is mevatel everything that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is mitzave as. Bein b'mitzvus esei. Mein the mitzvahs loisesei. Mevatel all the mitzvahs I say and all the mitzvahs loisesei. If he's moide that there's another power out there which also has koyach, independent koyach. Whether there are koyches and lots of koyches in the Bria, but Elohim is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Baal HaKoyches Kulam. But if a mensch is moide to another power, and says that there's a power which is independent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then that's mevatel all the mitzvahs sese and all the mitzvahs lo sese. So the Ramban, she'im yesh elohazu losoi, if there's another power there, yirosoi u'mitzvoiso v'chol achiv bohem, eino klum. All his yiro, all his mitzvahs, and all the chiyuvim that he claims to be mekayim is garnished. What's the pshat? Haray, we know that the Ovdei Avodah Zarah were not necessarily koife in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Fakat, most of them believed that there was a Keil Elyon, a big power behind everything. But they held that he gave over koiches to the different natural koiches there are in the Bria, to the koichovim, mazolos, to malochim, and they have independent power. The Ribbono Shel Olam is not being mashgiach directly on the world. They could believe that the Ribbono Shel Olam was the creator, but he's not running the world. All the different koichovim mazalis are running the world. And therefore, in order to get what you want, you have to be oved different avoidas to these various koichas, and that's the yisod of avoda zara. So now, if a person believes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us mitzvahs, but he also is ma'amin in an Eloha Zulosoi, and he wants to be yotzei everybody's deus. So he's yotzei mitzvahs of the Torah, and he's yotzei avodah zarah as well. Why does the Ramban say that if a person does that, then yirosoi u'mitzvoiso v'cholech yubayim eino klum? It's gor nisht, nothing. He was mevatel the whole Torah. Array the mensch says, no, I'm Jewish, and I keep Shabbos, and I keep a few other mitzvahs. I do lots of mitzvahs, but I'm a very religious person, and there's all sorts of other religions, and I want to be yotzei the other religions. So on the way to shul, I throw a few rocks at Markulis, and I go into Par and I do another few bissel avodah zarahs to make sure that those powers are also placated. Why is that? The Ramban says no, that destroys the whole Torah. Avodah zarah on any level is a bittul of kol haTorah kula and all his mitzvahs. But this man's doing mitzvahs. All his mitzvahs are eino klum. And as we come back to our Rashi, Rashi's masbir why the avodah zarah is keneged kol haMitzvos. As Rashi says, "Ma ha'oiver al kol haMitzvos, poirek oil u'meifei bris u'megale ponim, af mitzvah zu poirek bo oil u'meifei bris u'megale ponim." Since a person is over on all the mitzvahs, says Rashi, there are three things that are the result of that. He's perik oil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's not being mekayim any of the mitzvahs of Hashem. He's perik oil. He's not mekayim any mitzvahs. Mefer bris, and he's mefer the bris which the Adam has to be mekayim the mitzvahs. And he's megale ponim b'Torah. He's showing a hezbe in the Torah, which is not emes. So too, avodah zarah is poirek oil meifei bris u'megale ponim. That's why this mitzvah is talking about avodah zarah. Even though the lashon of the Torah is v'chisishku lo sasus kol haMitzvos ha'ele, because a person does avodah zarah, he is as though he was mevatel kol haMitzvos, he poirek oil meifei bris u'megale ponim. But the Rabban's mensch is doing mitzvahs, and he has his yiro from Hashem, he just has yiro from other koichos as well. He's doing avodah zarah as well. It's not like he's not doing any mitzvahs. He didn't throw off all the mitzvahs. So why? What's the pshat over here? Are we talking about two different people? Poirik oil, u'meifei bris u'megale ponim. So the Gur Aryeh explains that for there to be a kesher between two things, there are three bechinas in it. Let's say a kesher between, let's say for example, Reuven and Shimon. So if there's a kesher between Reuven and Shimon, there are three bechinas in this. There's bechinas Reuven, who wants to have a kesher with Shimon. There's bechinas Shimon, who wants to have a kesher with Reuven. And then there's the dova ha-mechaber. There's the thing in between, which is being mechaber them together, which is putting them together. He says, we have a kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael has a kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are these three bechinas. There is mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, There is mitzad the Adam, and then there's the Dovah HaMekasher. Kabbalah's oil mitzvahs means that the Adam realizes that mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Boire, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Balabas, Ubar Kochenu. There's an oil mitzvah. An oil is something which is mechayev a person. An oil on a shar, we don't see that today, what a yoke on a shar is. But actually, what is it? It's if you want to drive a shar straight, wherever his face looks, that's how he walks. So they put a pole on his face, and the driver controls it, can pull it this way, pull it that way, and he forces the shah to look this way or to look that way. Mimela, the shah will go how you force his face. So if you force him to go straight, you won't let the shah look either way, then mimela, the shah, bal kochoi, will go straight. That's an oil. The first yisod of the kesher is that there's an oil from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The second yisod is that the mensch is mekabel that oil, and that he realizes that there's a bris, and he's mechuyev. Mitzad that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be mechayev, and that mitzad the Adam that he's mechuyev, and then there's a Dovah HaMekasher. What's a Dovah HaMekasher? Is Torah, which tells us what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do, what the oil is, and tells us, Mitzad Sheini, what the Adam has to do, what the Adam has to do. That's a Dovah HaMekasher. He says that if a person, not Mekayim any mitzvahs, so he's Shova the oil, he's not accepting that there's an oil, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the koyach to be mechayev. He's mefir the bris. I'm not mechayev to do any mitzvahs. And there's a Torah in the world. So he's megale ponim in the Torah. Shaloi ka'alocha. What's the pshat in the Torah? The Torah is, you'll have to say, the Torah is not min ha-shamayim. It's not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah is whatever somebody wrote, somebody's ideas, somebody a nice way of life, but it's not mechayev. There's a famous Rabbeinu Yoinot in the beginning of Shari Tshuva. He talks about a person who doesn't do tshuva for an aveira. Did an aveira and he doesn't do tshuva and he carries on doing that aveira. Rabbeinu Yoinot says, V'ato bino shima zois. He says, I'm going to tell you, listen very carefully, understand what I'm telling you, because this is an ikagodl. Koil ashe enenu niza michet yodua, venenu mekabel al nafsho liyishomim mimenu, any person who's not niza from a particular avera, and he's not mekabel on himself, he's not nizhar, and he's not mekabel to try and be nizhar. Gamim hu me'avonos hakalim, even if it's a light avera. Aval pi shehu nizhar mikolo avera shebatoira. Even if he's nizhar from all the other averas. Karu chachme Yisrael, the Gemara calls him a mume ledove echot. Ves poishim nimno, ve godol avonon min soy. And he's a poshea, and his avera is too great. Why? Why is he a mume kol haTorah be'etzem? So he explains, ki im omar yoyme ha'eved l'rabbi. Because if the eved says to his adon, kol ha'shetoyme elai e'ese, zulosi dova echot, I'll do everything you say except one mitzvah. One tzivui, which you tell me, kva shova oel adoinov me olov, va yosha be'enov yaseh. then the Eved is no longer Be'etzem an Eved. Because the Eved is mechuyev to do whatever the Adon tells him. That is the nature of the oil of the Adon. The Adon controls the Eved. But over here, if the Eved says, I hear, you tell me a lot of things, I'm asking to do everything you say, except one thing I'm not asking. What does that mean? That means that he's broken the oil. Who's in control now? The Adon or the Eved? The Eved. He's doing everything that the Adon said except one thing. Yes, but he's not doing it because he's an Eved. He's not doing it because he's Mechuyev as Eved. He's doing it because he decided it's a good thing to do. I'm asking with this idea, I'm asking with this, I'm asking with this, I'm asking with this. This thing I'm not asking. I heard once that there are a group of Yidden in America, but they call themselves the 612 Jews. What's the 613th mitzvah, which they're not makabel? Mishkev Zocher. In Lemaisa, there's no such thing as a 612 Jew. A 612 Jew is an Ephes Jew, is a no Jew. There's no mitzvahs. Because as soon as he says, I don't agree with Mishkev Zocher, I don't agree with any particular mitzvah, then all the other mitzvahs which he's being mekayim is not because they're mitzvahs that the mitzvah, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Adoin, the Melech Malachi Amlochim, was mitzvah as he is the boire, he is in control. He is our balabos. No, I'm the balabos. Oh, mitzvah tefillin. Yes, I think that's a very valid mitzvah. Mitzvah Shabbos, you're like Shabbos. This mitzvah, that mitzvah, the other mitzvah, yeah, I like all these mitzvahs. Lashon Hara, I like these mitzvahs. Oh, that I'm willing to do. So they're not mitzvahs anymore. You're no longer in the reshus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You've broken that reshus. And so too, he's broken the bris. What is the bris? Bris Mila. Bris Mila is a simon of avdus. The Eved is mechuyev to be mekayim kol ma she'adon oimelai. That is the nature of avdus. And a second that the Eved says that I'll do what I want, even if it's almost everything that the Adon says, he's no longer an Eved and he's broken the bris. Ulamaisa, such a mahalach is a steerer to kol haTorah kula. What is the tachlis of Torah? The tachlis of Torah is Atem advekim b'Hashem Elokeichem, chayim kulchem ayom. The tachlis of Torah is to connect us with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But how does it connect us with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Torah is the Dvar Hashem. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to give Torah to Klal Yisrael, what did we say? If we would have said, Nishma, Ribbono Shel Olam, Maksiv Bo, this mitzvah, yeah, we're masking, this mitzvah, we're masking. Not like the guy who said we're not masking with these mitzvahs. No, we're masking, we're masking, we're masking. That wouldn't be Kabbalah Satayra. Our Kabbalah Satayra was to be Makir, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Balabas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Boire, and we're completely Tluyim on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, completely. And Ali Dezer, we're misbattled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Kol's man, the mensch, is in his own reshus, and he decides, yeah, I would like to do these mitzvahs, but I'm not mechuyev. He's not mevatel himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umimele, he's not dovik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's his own reshus. Faket. Be'etzem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in his reshus. Because when the mensch says, I decide I'm doing this mitzvah, I'm doing this mitzvah, I'm doing this mitzvah, then he's putting HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his reshus. What I decide, Hashem, that's what I'm going to do for you. And what I decide not to do for you, I won't do for you. Rachmana litzlan. And the Rabbeinu Yehuda carries on and says his pshat in the last auror in the of the 11 arurim. Valeinyan azenema auror asher lo yokim estivrei haTorah asois laasois oisom. Biur, what's the pshat? Yokim estivrei haTorah asois asher lo yekabel anafshe lekaim kol divrei haTorah meroshat soif. And how does he see that? Yerazeh omro yashelo yokim la'asoyis v'lo yomah yashelo ya'asoyisom. What's the pshat lo yokim lo ya'asoyis? Lo yokim estiriyat Torah hazois la'asoyis. To be mekayim, make him the Torah, to have the Torah is the oil on him. And if it would have just said, shelo yaseh oisom, to say that, then it wouldn't have implied that he wasn't makabel the whole Torah. Aber lo yokim es divrei haTorah hazois, says Rabbeinu Yoina, it means that he wasn't makabel the oil haTorah. That's what the Ramban is saying. The Ramban is saying that if a mensch is mekabel avodah zarah, and he's mekabel another power, that there's another power out there, and he decides that this inyan is going to do for the avodah zarah, and this inyan is going to do for Hashem. All the mitzvahs which he does for Hashem, and all the yira which he has for Hashem, yeah, he's worried about Hashem, he's scared of Hashem, he's also scared of the avodah zarah. So then that yira is klum. Kol achiyuvim is klum, because he bears a number chuyev. He's the balabas. He's deciding. Abyssal avayda zara and abyssal avayda sashem. Rachman al Islam. And that's the pshat over here. Rashi says that if a person in the battle, all the mitzvahs, Rashi's saying here, all the mitzvahs, Rabbeinu Yonah says, even with one mitzvah, you're pouring the oil. Pouring oil, mefibrisu megale ponim. So too, the ovid avodah zarah, even if he keeps other mitzvahs, his pouring oil, mefibrisu megale ponim. In the 8th yesod, in the 13 yesodus of the Rambam, the 8th yesod is that Torah is min hashamayim, and there the Rambam says, if a person says kol haTorah kulos min hashamayim, except one pasuk he says is not min hashamayim. Moshe Rabbeinu put in one pasuk. He says that destroys the whole idea of Torah min hashamayim. He's a koifer, a complete koifer, and he actually says over there he's the biggest koifer, the shaykh. Why is it kfira? He holds all of Torah's min hashamayim except one pasuk. Because when he says that one pasuk is not min hashamayim, so all the other psukim in the Torah, why are they emes? Because he decided they're emes. I decided Shema Yisrael, yeah, that's a good pasuk. Onoich Hashem lekecha is a good pasuk. All the Sefer Vayikra is a good pasuk. Aber the lineage, the marshal, Timna Hoysopi Legesh, that was the dogma that Menashe, Melech Yisrael, darshened against the Drosha Sheldoifi. He said, no, Moshe put that in. Even though there's no Ezba, actually. Why on earth should Moshe Rabbeinu put in those lineages, those Yichusim? They're not very, very easy. Not that they're hard to understand, but they're boring, you know, when we come to learn them. You do Shnai Mikro Vecho Targum, all the descendants of Esav and of Yishmael. Why on earth should Moshe Rabbeinu put them in? More sensible if Moshe Rabbeinu would have put in Shema Yisrael or Anochi Hashem Elokecha, that I would understand. Why should he put in Psukim which Lichoira don't have a Hezba? But I'll call upon him, that's what he said. Well, as soon as you say that, so then you're the balabos of Torah. And you are saying that, yeah, I believe Anochi is true. I believe Shema Yisrael is true. I believe Ukshatim Lo Yisrael Yodecho is true. I believe that's not Torah. Torah is to be mechabe as with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to be make us dovek with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we learn Torah, we have to be mevatel ourselves to Torah, that's the Dvar Hashem. Or mimele we come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But kol zman, I'm in my own reshus, and I'm my own balabos. And faket, the Rabbeinu Shalom is part of my world, which I decide when to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no dvekas Hashem. Rachman al Yitzlov. At the end, of the parsha, Rashi brings from Reb Moshe Adarshan, Lama nismecha parshas mekoshesh, the parshas Avodah Zarah. After the parsha Avodah Zarah comes the parsha mekoshesh eitzim. So Reb Moshe Adarshan said, Loima shamechala nesa Shabbos k'ovid Avodah Zarah. That a person, Shabbos, is also, a person mechal Shabbos is also like Avodah Zarah. She'av hi shkule k'chol ha-mitzvus. Shabbos is also shokul k'chol ha-mitzvus. Why is Shabbos shokul k'chol ha-mitzvus? What's a Shabbos have? Shabbos is eichel ha-maisa b'reishis. Shabbos is eichel ha-briya. And the Ramban, the famous Ramban, the Sof Parshas Bo, he says, kavonas k'chol ha-mitzvus, Shema namin belokeinu venoide olav shehubra onu. All the mitzvahs, the tachlis of all the mitzvahs, is to be moide. Hashem is was the balabas, the shehubra onu. And what gives the Rebbeinu Shalom kiviyochel the koyach to be mitzvahs with mitzvahs? Because he's the boire. He created us. And we're tolly on him kol rega verega. For our chayim, like we say in moidim, Al chayeinu amesurim biyadecho v'anishmeseinu abkudo islach kol rega v'rega with Tolian HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because he is the boire. Yesh me'ayin. We completely Tolian HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His Shabbos is zeiche l'maisa bereshis. Mimela, Shabbos tells us, mechuyiv, to be mekayim, all the mitzvahs. That's all we say on Shabbos. Yismechu b'malchuscho shoyrei Shabbos. The Kore Oineg, the people who keep Shabbos and Maanig the Shabbos, will have Simcha b'malchuscha, Simcha with Malchus Hashem. Yismechu b'malchuscha, Shoyim b'Shabbos, the Kore Oineg. Hamikad Sheishvi, Kulam Yismu Yisangu Mitovecho Vashvi Rosiso Boi, Vekidashtoi, Chemdas Yomim, Oisek Rosso, Zeichel Amaise Bereshis. Shabbos is Eichel Amaise Bereishis, is Yismechu B'malchuscha, that's Mechayev, that the Rebbeinu Shalom is the Melech, and the Metzaveh, and Mechayev us for everything. Continues Rebbeinu Shalom Adarshan, and V'chein, V'af Parshas Tzitzis, L'kach Nismecho Le'elu. Lefi she'av hi shkule keneged kol ha-mitzvus, she'nema v'asisem es kol mitzvosai. Parshas Tzitzis is also keneged kol ha-Torah. Tzitzis is masker all the mitzvus. How is Tzitzis masker the mitzvus? So the Sibuno says that the Tzitzis is like the choysom of an eved. Tizkru She'atem avodim lokel yisparach, she'kibalti mitzvoysom ba'olo bishvur, v'zeh biroysom atzitzis shehu kechoysom ha'odon ba'avodov. They used to have, when they had avodim, we've never seen avodim, they had a certain choysom on their clothing to indicate that they were an eved. And Mimela says, when you see v'hoye lochem letzitzis, Ureisem oisoi, uschartim is called mitzvus Hashem, vasisem oisom. You'll remember that you're an eved Lashem, and you'll be mekayim all the mitzvus. Now it's interesting that it says, veloisosur achrei levavchim, achrei neichim, ashertem zoinim achreim, and then the Torah lechoy repeats itself. Lamantizkru vasisem is called mitzvosoi. You just said, vasisem oisom. So the Sibunoi. Now, first you'll be mechayv yourself to be mechayv the mitzvahs, like an eved. You'll break your yetzahara. Leman tizkeru v'asisim is kol mitzvosai, that you'll come and remember the mitzvahs mi'avo or mi'iro, and you'll be mechayv all the mitzvahs with a cheshek. V'asisim is kol mitzvosai, v'isim kdoshim lelokeichem. And then you'll be given over completely, Kodesh Mufrash Umuvdal to Hashem. If we, Tzitzis tells us we're Avodim Lashem, and we'll become to be, we'll break our taiva, Umimela, Leman Tizkru Vasisem, it's called Mitzvoisai with a Cheshek, Then we'll be completely given over to Hashem. We'll be completely in the Rishus of Hashem. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Asher Tzeisi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. Liyos Lochem Lelokim. Says the Sibunai. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Mitzad Shani Elokeichem. Shatem makirim shani hu akadmoid haroi shetavoidu ve'elai tispalalu. You realize from Yitzias Mitzrayim that I am be'etzem elokeichem. I am the boire, and only to me is roi to be oived. Hotzeisi eschem eretz Mitzrayim kidei shetisku she'eyelochem lelukim. Shetia asmodas mitziuschem mimeni bilti emtsoi. Ani Hashem Elokeichem asher hotzeisi eschem eretz Mitzrayim liyos lochem lelukim. Yitzias Mitzrayim, I took you out from Yitzias Mitzrayim and made you into my avodim. Avodai heim asher hotzeisim eretz Mitzrayim. Liyos lochem lelukim. So that you're completely in my reshus, that mitziuschem should be ach v'rak mimeni. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Zokterashi, what's the words of the Torah repeat? Ani Hashem Elokeichem, oid lama nema, kedei shelo yomri Yisrael, miplei ma oma hamokim, lo shenasa v'nito scha. What was the whole of Yitzias Mitzrayim? Lios lochem lelokeichem. Wasn't it just that we should get scha? Okay, ani onu lo yoisi v'lo yodlim scha. We'll be vatter on the scha, we'll have a life of taiva. I don't want to be so frum. I want to do whatever I want, and I won't be mavata on the schar. So the Torah says again, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Al Kochachem Ani Malkachem. I am Elokeichem. That's the Metzias. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Boirei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mechayev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us His Torah. The Torah is the Dvar Hashem. We have to be mekabel kol haTorah kule. When we said Naaseh v'Nishma, the Kodesh Baruch Hu was also koifer aleinu har kegigis to show us the hechreach of Torah. It's not just, says the Maharal, it's not just because we said Naaseh v'Nishma, Kabbalah haTorah was because of us. Kabbalah haTorah was kof aleinu har kegigis. We have no choice. Torah is muchrach. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, bal kochachem ani malkachem. And mimela, that is the bris, that is tzitzis. The tzitzis, we're avodim l'Hashem. The bris is we're avodim l'Hashem. Shabbos is zeichel, the maaseh bereishis. Yismuchu b'malchuscha, when we mekayim the mitzvahs besimcha, then yismuchu b'malchuscha, because if we're not mekayim the mitzvahs besimcha, if we'll only see the tzitzis, u'bal kocheinu, we'll be mekayim the mitzvahs, ho'elochem b'tzisur, isem oisem, z'chatim, z'komitzim, asisem oisem, but without cheshek, then be'etzim tifa right in the heart, we're saying, I'd like to do something else. I'm not mechuyim, I'm not kol kuloi bereshus Hashem. Chas v'sholem. Elamai, break the yetzahara, loisosur achrei levavgiyom achrei neichem, asher timzoinim achrei. Levan tizgru v'asisim is kol mitzvoy say with a cheshek, mi'avo, u'mi'yiro, and then v'yisem kdoishim l'lokeichem, you'll be completely in Hashem's reshus.